From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian president issues presidential decree on publisher rights for quality journalism. WHO, European Union to help boost Indonesia's resilience against future pandemics. That was the headlines. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo stipulated presidential regulation number 32 of 2024 concerning the responsibility of digital platform companies to support quality journalism or the presidential decree on publisher rights. The president stated that the issuance of these regulations is one of the government's efforts to realize quality journalism and the sustainability of the conventional media industry in homeland. At the peak of the 2024 National Press Day, HPN Tuesday in Ancol, Jakarta, the president said through this presidential regulation, the Indonesian government also wants to ensure the sustainability of the national media industry.
Kita ingin jurnalisme berkualitas.
We want quality journalism, journalism that is far from negative content, journalism that educates about Indonesia's progress. We also want to ensure the sustainability of the national media industry. We want fairer cooperation between press companies and digital platform companies. We want to provide a framework, clear cooperation between press companies and digital platforms. The president emphasized that the presidential decree does not aim to reduce press freedom and regulate press content. In the presidential decree, the government regulates business relationships between press companies and digital platforms to improve quality journalism. Furthermore, the president said that the government continues to look for solutions and policies for domestic press companies. The way is to instruct the Minister of Communication and Information, Budi Ari Setiadi, to prioritize government advertising spending for press companies. The Indonesian Football Association appointed Satoru Mochizuki as coach of the Indonesian women's national team with a contract duration of 2 years. The presence of the 59-year-old coach is a breath of fresh air for the world of women's football in Indonesia. The Association General Chair, Erick Thohir, at the press conference, which took place in Jakarta on Tuesday, said the Indonesian national team was lucky because it had the figure Satoru Mochizuki. According to him, Mochizuki would also provide a transfer of knowledge to coaches in Indonesia.
Dan kita ingin pelatih yang serius.
And we want coaches who are serious about building not only the national team but also training Indonesian coaches in the future as experts of transferring knowledge. Erick Thohir added that the presence of Coach Satoru was part of the association's collaboration with the Japanese Football Association, which has inaugurated in May 2023. This collaboration with Japan was established to develop women's football in Indonesia. Bringing in Mochizuki is the first step taken by the Indonesian Association to form a Garuda squad, which is projected to be able to reach the 2035 Women's World Cup. Mochizuki is a former player of Urawa Red Diamonds and Kyoto Sanga. While active as a player, Mochizuki played as a midfielder. He was part of the Japanese national team squad in 1990 World Cup qualifications. Indonesia inaugurates its first. This hydrogen refueling station was built and inaugurated by the PT PLN Persero, Main Director of the State Electricity Company at the PLN Indonesia Power Hydrogen Gas Station Kebayoran Lama, South Jakarta, Wednesday, Darmawan Prasojo explained that the construction of the hydrogen refueling station was downstream from the company's effort to encourage hydrogen power in Indonesia. He explained that upstream PLN had inaugurated a number of green hydrogen plants.
Dan dalam hal ini kami mampu memproduksi
And in this case, we are able to produce 1,208 tons of green hydrogen for 1 year, and this is capable of supplying 438 pure cell hydrogen cars, assuming 100 km per day.
Dengan asumsi 100 km per hari.
However, Darmawan Prasojo explained that this hydrogen refueling station is not yet operating commercially. This hydrogen refueling station is only a pilot project so that PLN can explore the use of hydrogen as an alternative fuel. The World Health Organization and the European Union have agreed to cooperate to strengthen Indonesia's health resilience system to help the nation face future COVID-19 pandemic waves. WHO representatives for Indonesia Paranitaran, in press release issued on Tuesday, informed that the collaboration will focus on building health system resilience and increasing access to essential health services. He added that the European Union has been supporting funding for 8 ASEAN countries, including Indonesia, for responding to the COVID-19 crisis through the Southeast Asia Health Pandemic Response and Preparedness Program, which has been running for the past 3 years. According to Paranitaran, the initiative seeks to support the efforts of the WHO and the Indonesian Health Ministry to strengthen health system resilience and reduce disruptions of essential health services in the world's fourth most populous country by focusing on vulnerable and marginalized groups. Saudi Arabia signed the International Coffee Agreement 2022 at the International Coffee Organization's headquarters in London on Tuesday. The Kingdom's ambassador to the UK Prince Khalid bin Bandar signed the trade treaty. Under the agreement, governments, in collaboration with the private sector and civil society, will come together to determine initiatives that support a more prosperous and sustainable future for stakeholders within the global coffee value chain. The executive director of the ICO, Fanusia Nogueira, said she hoped that the kingdom joining the agreement will bring a unique new flavor to UK's global community. Jordan's King Abdullah on Tuesday met Ibrahim Bougali, president of Algeria's People's National Assembly, in Amman, Jordan news agency reported. The meeting underscored the long-standing historical ties between the two countries, with King Abdullah expressing a desire to bolster cooperation in various sectors, particularly at the legislative level. The Jordanian monarch voiced his country's backing for Algeria's role as a non-permanent member of the UN Security Council, emphasizing support for Arab initiatives, notably the Palestinian issue and efforts to uphold global peace and security. Additionally, King Abdullah praised the Algeria's endeavors to facilitate a ceasefire in Gaza and its provision of humanitarian assistance to the region. He also stressed the urgency of intensifying efforts to implement an immediate ceasefire, safeguard civilians, and guarantee the delivery of humanitarian aid. Singapore will pay nurses a bonus of up to 100,000 Singaporean dollars to encourage them to stay in the public health system as the city-state deals with a staff shortage and a rapidly aging society. Health Minister Ong Ye Kung said on Tuesday about 29,000 nurses will be eligible for the payout, including foreign nurses who have worked in the country for 4 years. Ong also said COVID-19 had exacerbated the nursing shortage in Singapore, with a higher than usual number of foreign nurses leaving during the pandemic. Most foreign nurses in Singapore come to neighboring countries including Malaysia, the Philippines, and Myanmar. That was the news.
Listeners, today's commentary is entitled Publishers' Rights for a Quality Journalism. Listener, Indonesian President Joko Widodo has signed Presidential Regulation No. 32 of 2024 on publisher rights. The President announced this during the commemoration of National Press Day in Jakarta on Tuesday, February 20, 2024. Publishers' rights are rules that require digital platforms to provide economic value to news content from local and national media. With the regulation, media will receive a kind of royalty on content that is published and shared widely on digital platforms such as social media, search engines, and news aggregators. Digital platforms such as Google, Facebook, X, and others are required to pay local media outlets whose content is linked to their search results or news feeds. In his explanation, President Joko Widodo said that the presidential regulation on publishers' rights does not mean that the Indonesian government is regulating press content. According to him, the government regulates business relations between press companies and digital platforms in the spirit of improving quality journalism. The president emphasized that the government wants to ensure the sustainability of the national media industry as well as fairer cooperation between press companies and digital platforms. On the media side, the president's regulation will probably benefit press companies economically. However, it remains to be seen whether it will also benefit the wider community, including digital platforms and their users. One of the Internet's largest platforms, Google, for example, has responded to the president's regulation since it was still in draft form on July 25 last year. As quoted by Tempo.co, Google said that it would no longer display news content on its platform if this regulation is enacted. Google has also done something similar in Australia and Canada. If Google does that, then Google's search engine will not display content originating from Indonesian media publishers. Besides losing reader traffic, media publishers also have the potential to lose tens to hundreds of thousands of US dollars in revenue due to reduced advertising. Without digital search engines, people would also find it difficult to get balanced news about certain issues due to limited access to various media. Hopefully, that doesn't happen. The aim of the presidential regulation on publisher rights is fair cooperation between digital platforms and media publishers. If this cooperation mechanism can be agreed upon, publishers' rights will be guaranteed and the wider public will be able to enjoy a variety of quality and balanced information with the presence of digital platforms that help disseminate them. And listener, that was commentary.
We begin today in history with February 21, 1958, which marks the referendum toward the establishment of the United Arab Republic. On February 21, 1958, the people of Egypt and Syria were in a referendum to approve the establishment of a joint state which was named the United Arab Republic. Gamal Abdel Nasser was elected as president of the newly founded joint state. Sometime later, Yemen also participated in the RPA. The aim of establishing this joint Arab state was specifically to promote the unity of the Arab nations against the Zionist regime. However, this United States only lasted 3 years and disbanded in 1961. Moving on to February 21, 2000, in which International Mother Language Day was observed for the first time. World Mother Language Day was commemorated for the first time on February 21, 2000, although it was formally inaugurated later at the 2008 United Nations General Assembly. This commemoration aims to preserve all existing languages on the planet so they do not extinct. February 21st was chosen to commemorate the people demonstration in Dhaka on that date in 1952, which resulted in casualties. The demonstration fought for the use of Bengali or Bangla as the national language in Bangladesh when the region was controlled by Pakistan. We end today in history with February 21, 2006, which is also known as National Waste Awareness Day. In 2006, the Indonesian Ministry of Environment declared February 21st as National Waste Awareness Day for the first time. This day is observed to remind the rubbish landslide disaster in Lewi Gajah Cimahi, West Java, on February 21, 2005. This unfortunate event occurred due to heavy rainfall and an explosion of methane gas in a pile of rubbish. In this catastrophic disaster, 157 people died. Two villages, namely Cilimus and Pojok, disappeared from the map due to an avalanche of rubbish originating from the Lewi Gajah final disposal site. That's today in history from Voice of Indonesia.
Cintailahku sepenuh hati sesungguhnya. mampu ku hadapi dunia ini. Betapa hidupku takkan pernah sama bila kau tinggalkan ku. Tetaplah di sini, saling memiliki selama-lamanya. Cinta saat ku jatuh nanti, menangis sepi,
menangis sepi.
Cintailah aku sepenuh hati, sesungguhnya aku tak ingin kau pergi.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia highlights Indonesia gets ready for World Water Forum bigger than G20. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Maritime and Investment as well as the Chairman of the 10th World Water Forum National Organizing Committee, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, said the World Water Forum will be bigger than G20 and therefore must be handled with attention to details. That was stated by Minister Luhut Panjaitan in a coordinating meeting in Bali on Friday. The meeting aimed to coordinate the National Organizing Committee and the supporting team to make the event successful, both in organization and substance. Quoting the press release of the Coordinating Ministry for Maritime and Investment, the World Water Forum to be held on May 18 to the 24, 2024, is expected to be the biggest and most strategic international event, with some 50,000 multi-stakeholders joining, such as heads of states, parliaments, international organizations, ministers, regional governments, CEOs, experts, and academics. Minister Luhut affirmed the impact of climate change is getting real and water supply for humans and nature is depleting. Those are key parameters for human welfare, so that the forum themed Water for Shared Prosperity is really appropriate. Besides preparing substantive and technical aspects of the main event, Minister Luhut also affirmed the Tourism and Creative Economy Ministry, along with Bali Province Government, must begin promoting tourism packages and cultural events to attract visitors. Meanwhile, Indonesian Public Works and Housing Minister Basuki Hadi Mulyono, who also joined the meeting, said the 10th World Water Forum will result in a ministerial declaration as the highest result. The declaration included important and strategic issues, providing benefits for sustainable water use in Indonesia and the world. That's Today My Indonesia from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, have you ever traveled to Morotai Islands, Indonesia? It's the hidden island at the tip of North Maluku, which is rich with extraordinary views. Besides, Morotai Island also has an interesting history. The local people, who still remember the Second World War, often tell stories about Morotai Island at that time, where the island witnessed various kinds of military activities, sudden attacks by thousands of troops, and even naval ships that once docked there. One of the histories that is attached to the local Morotai community is the incident on September 15, 1944, precisely when Allied troops from the United States and Australia, led by General Douglas MacArthur, landed on the southwest tip of Morotai Island to take over the island from the control of Japanese troops. After winning the battle, General MacArthur decided to build a military base on Morotai Island with more than 50,000 army personnel. General MacArthur is believed to have succeeded in building several airfields, a hospital, and a naval base on Morotai Island in a fairly short time. Listener, now Morotai Island has 53,000 residents and has once again become a tranquil tropical paradise. Currently, the Indonesian government is developing Morotai Island into a center for fishery, tourism, and service. Located north of the largest island, Halmahera, in North Maluku Province, Morotai Island has a variety of beautiful beaches and interesting diving spots. The largest city on this island is Daruba, situated in the north. From Daruba, you can explore several truly enchanting beaches around Morotai, such as Dodola Island in the southwest, Gorango Beach in the northeast, Kokoya Island in the northwest, Tabailenge Island in the east, and Rorasa Beach, which is also in the east of the Morotai Island. Well, listeners, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Selalu bernyanyi lagu yang kau ciptakan, kau nyanyikan, dan aku selalu ikuti semua cerita tentangmu, hari-harimu. Kau lakukan baik dan buruk bagiku, tetap indah. Tak satu pun alasan untuk melupakanmu, meninggalkanmu. Kan tetap setia. Sampai matiku kan tetap membela kau, tetap bintangku. Kaulah superstarku.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is di Bandung, which means in Bandung. So, stay tuned. We're going to present to you a conversation entitled Jangan Mengebut, which means don't speed. This conversation happens between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and Annie, Chris' friend in a vlog community, when they will leave for Mount Tangkuban Perahu. Annie asked Chris not to speed when riding motorcycle. Let's listen to the conversation.
Chris, nanti jangan mengebut ya. Jalanan menuju kawah Gunung Tangkuban Perahu berkelok.
Apakah naik turun juga?
Tidak, dari sini menanjak terus.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Nanti, jangan mengebut ya. Nanti, jangan mengebut ya. Which means, don't speed, okay? Nanti, nanti, which means later. Jangan, jangan, which means don't. Mengebut, mengebut, which means speed. Jalanan, jalanan, which means road. Menuju, menuju, which means toward. Kawah, kawah, which means cave. Gunung Tangkuban Parahu, Gunung Tangkuban Parahu, which means Mount Tangkuban Parahu. Berkelok, berkelok, which means winding. Naik turun, which means up and down. Menanjak, menanjak, which means going up. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, nanti jangan mengebut ya, nanti jangan mengebut ya, which means don't speed, okay? In the sentence, there is the word jangan, jangan, which means don't. It states a prohibition. To prohibit someone to do something, the word jangan can be followed by the prohibited activity, such as mengebut, mengebut, which means speed. Now let's listen to the other examples of using the word jangan to state a prohibition. Jangan membuang sampah sembarangan. Jangan membuang sampah sembarangan, which means don't litter. Jangan parkir di sini. Jangan parkir di sini, which means don't park here. Mount Tangkuban Parahu is one of the natural tourist attractions in Bandung Barat Regency and Subang Regency, West Java Province, Indonesia. The name Tangkuban Parahu comes from the Sundanese words, namely Tangkuban, which means face down, and Parahu, or boat. The word Tangkuban Parahu can be interpreted as an overturned boat. In a local legend, the boat supposedly belonged to a young man named Sangkuriang that was kicked until it capsized. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Chris, nanti jangan mengebut ya. Jalanan menuju kawah Gunung Tangkuban Perahu berkelok.
Apakah naik turun juga?
Tidak, dari sini menanjak terus.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Matahariku
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Java entitled Nenggelis. The song Nenggelis was popularized by Alfian. The word Nenggelis literally means beautiful girl. The Sundanese song tells of a man who is falling in love with a beautiful girl. The girl comes from Bandung, West Java, and she has a yellow cheek and pointed nose. The man hopes he can introduce her and even engages with the girl next month. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Java entitled Nenggelis by Alfian. Enjoy!
Tunangan itu sah anu acu pon
Voice of Indonesia.
Rasa lebat
Voice of Indonesia.
Hati kuring anjeun cicing dina hate anjeun kuring cicing bener-bener henteu bisa ngejat di bengke utali duriat sanajan loba nu datang pating kuriling neangan lawang kaletro kana panto hate tapi ku urang teu dipalire duriat teu bisa digantian ku rupa duriat teu bisa dihilian ku harta duriat teu bisa diaya-aya duriat datang teu kapaksa kotetkeun dina hate tidituna dikuratkeun dina rasa tidituna dibuka dibaca kurang duaan dijaga diriksa pinung rasa kaheman
Ya Allah, ya Rabbana